Allegheny County residents are no longer required to fill their cars with a special blend of gasoline in the summer. The Environmental Protection Agency announced on Friday that the county is exempt from a 1990s rule that was meant to reduce air pollution during warmer months. 90.5 WESA's Liz Reed visited the get-go on East Carson Street to see what people know about the rule and why it existed in the first place.
Have you ever heard of summer blend gasoline?
I just know that they blend them different in the winter and in the summer.
It's supposed to help, I can't remember now.
Is that the stuff they say on the news, like when they say ozone action day and that?
There's a black hole up there. And you women that use hairspray, you're ruining it.
That was Wills Cooley of Zelianople, Jamie Williams of El Rama, Chad Ebert of Jeanette, and Dave Fitzwilliam of the South Side. For our new occasional series, A Moment of Science, Liz Reed talked with Carnegie Mellon University professor Peter Adams about why ozone is dangerous when it's on the ground level, but protects us when it's high in the atmosphere.
What is ozone?
Ozone is a special form of oxygen that has three oxygen atoms combined together in a way that they normally don't like to coexist. The form of oxygen that most people are most familiar with
Because we breathe it,
is molecular oxygen, which is just two oxygen atoms combined. Ozone has three. Two is kind of the magic number because the oxygen atoms sort of fit together like jigsaw pieces. They're very, quote unquote, happy that way. And ozone is, you kind of have a third wheel and it's more reactive.
How does ozone form?
Ozone formation is one of the more complicated topics in atmospheric chemistry. But the simplest way I know how to explain it is you need something called volatile organic compounds, which you can think of gasoline vapors and other things like that. You need nitrogen oxides, which comes from vehicles and power plants. You need it to be sunny, and generally you need warmer temperatures for ozone to form at the ground level.
Why is ground level ozone bad? This is something we don't want to form, right?
Right. You don't want to breathe ozone. It's a pollutant. It's an irritant to the respiratory system. It's a risk factor for asthma, for chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. And exposure to ozone is also associated with an uptick in different kinds of death from respiratory disease.
So ozone at ground level is a bad thing, but way up high, it's a good thing. Why?
The simplest explanation is that when ozone is up high in the ozone layer, about 20 miles up, you don't have to breathe it. If you did, it would still be equally bad for you. But the benefit of having ozone high up in the atmosphere is that it absorbs and blocks ultraviolet radiation from the sun that can give you skin cancer.
So I'm a child of the 80s, and I remember hearing a lot about the hole in the ozone layer. This was a big deal. Where did that hole come from?
So the ozone hole is ultimately caused by a set of compounds that we call chlorofluorocarbons, or CFCs.
And those were coming from primarily from aerosols and things like that?
So they were used as propellants in spray cans. They were used in refrigerators and air conditioners. They had a variety of applications. They were also used in styrofoam packaging. Once we understood what was causing the ozone hole, and then through also a political and international process, have almost completely reduced the production of CFCs. And so the thing that was causing the ozone hole, we've essentially almost completely removed from the global economy.
That was CMU environmental engineering professor Peter Adams speaking with 90.5 WESA's Liz Reed. Find out more on this story and others in our Moment of Science series at our website, wesa.fm.